Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's go.
So we're off.
Good morning. This is Running Commentary.
Good morning.
We are in Brighton.
We are. We're in Brighton.
Very nice weather conditions for a run.
It seems all right at this stage.
It's grey and chilly and not windy.
They're talking about a storm, but we haven't as yet seen one.
Storm Thelma.
Yeah, there's been
coming in
of
from
a
the US.
Coming, yeah.
We are going to run down the hill here to. Slightly back from the seafront, and then up the hill on the other side onto the South Downs.
Like it.
And then over the Downs, down to the coast beyond Rottingdean, this way. And then along the seafront, and then back along the seafront, and back along the seafront, and then we're hoping to do...
Back along the seafront, and then where's some water? I need a sandwich. And oh, we need the toilet. I'm really tired. And where are we going to... Basically, this is the long run that people have been craving for. People have been asking us... for a long run, because we did loads last year together. We haven't done as many this year.
And it was quite funny. I said to Paul, I said, well, let's go 20 miles. We're both on the South Coast. We do that. And he said, yeah, but it's going to have to be 22.
He's meant to be doing 22. I know, 22.
So I'm doing
let's
it too.
See how it goes. So
I didn't take a photo of us. Oh, come on.
We were so excited.
Adhere to the protocols, Deering. We should get this, because this is the before shot.
Yes.
Oh, it's the before shot of those guys.
And we can still use phones. Looking good.
Yeah, I think we look okay.
Looking really tired.
If we get really confused later, you're the red one and I'm the blue one.
So we had another... So it's a long run. It's a 22 right minutes around.
Yeah.
Your classic prep for the marathon. We had another night together in a room, didn't we? It's going to be a bit of a... Do you know what? I actually found myself quite looking forward to it. I thought, it's actually quite nice.
Well, it was an upgrade as
sharing
well.
Sharing a room.
You might have seen photos of our little skimpy single beds in Bath.
Yeah.
But here in Brighton, we had a double.
We were in the...
Double bed each.
Perfect. We double-doubled that. Yeah. We topped a toad in a lovely little double.
Yeah, it was like channeling your chocolate factory.
No, it was...
It took me a long time to get to sleep. I was saying to Paul this morning, I think it's coffee, but
right.
It could be just a lack of trust.
Yeah.
No, at a deep psychological level, I think he's going to murder me.
No, you go to sleep, Rob. Yeah, I'll just watch you. Yeah. You sleep on, mate. I'll just play with these forks.
I'll just keep my eyes on you and keep slapping my own face.
Oh, no, this gaffer tape's pure coincidence, mate. You sleep on. No, it was...
But you, because we were both...
I was so knackered.
We've been really tired this week.
I was awake, wasn't I?
You had a huge sleep.
I was awake. Very quickly. I probably had about 8.5-9 hours at should.
Yeah, you said and I quote, happen. Well, we've got kids, we'll wake up early. And then you slept till about 9 o'clock. No, beyond nine, half nine.
Yeah, brilliant. Amazing.
I suppose some young people is early.
Yeah, but to me that's a monster line. That shows that you need it, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It also shows that you're at that phase of marathon training where you're just knackered all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
that's
is
right.
Where I'm at. So.
No, I think that I think we're both aware of feeling that Bath Half this week, and we were doing a bunch of stuff, but I think feeling Bath Half is a good sign. It means you use a lot of energy there, you know?
Yeah. So it was hard.
Sorry. That lady got out of your way.
Into yours.
Into mine!
out of my way.
You can see
coming
that pub.
Through.
You can see that pub as well, right?
Yeah.
Well. Either that or I'd be already tripping. That's the Hobgoblin. Yeah, let's make the pub as scary as can be. Where that make people want to come in? Yeah, it's Brighton. It's Brighton.
So, yeah, how's, so how's your recovery been from the bath?
It's I've been really tired this week, but you know, mainly because I've been doing loads of stuff. But my initial recovery was the worst of it because I had this thing. Really enjoyed Bath, right?
Yeah.
And let's go back to it and do a bit more of a breakdown, I think. But you know, now the dust has settled.
Yeah.
But just at the moment when I was basically on the come down.
Right.
I got my time online. Yeah. And also I hadn't got it. Everyone had got texts.
Right.
Saying what their time had been.
Yeah.
I didn't get my one of those till the next day.
Yeah, same here. Actually.
And so I looked online. I found my time. And it just said, Rob doing this time.
Right.
No sort of chip time, finish time or anything. And it was the time I'd gone over the finish line.
Yes.
Which meant it was a long 2 minutes longer than I'd done.
Yeah.
And I'd had a slightly disappointing time anyway.
Right.
So, and it, none of that even then would have mattered. But because it was exactly that moment, like about maybe 2-3 hours after the run. Thank you. I was just sitting on the train. You know, it kind of broke my spirit.
Right.
And I was tweeting the bar half going, how can you do this to me? This was a special day.
Chip time.
It's ruined.
Race time.
2 minutes is ruined. And then everyone said, no, look on the website. This is your real time. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's fine. Thanks. Yeah, I've eaten a banana now. Everything's fine. So that was that. But I do think I wanted to give you this credit because I went diss the bath half. I look forward to doing it again and everything. But one, very busy off the top there, very hard to get a steady getaway.
Well,
and two, I think it is long.
I think everyone
who measured, everyone I consulted with who measured it on their own device, got roughly 13 and a half miles.
It's very hard to run the quickest route of any course, isn't it, to follow the line, especially when there's loads of people there. I think it's fractionally long, yeah.
Yeah, I think
we
felt
that last year, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it's about maybe. I think it's reasonable
to say 50 metres long. Or?
Well, I think more like 0.25 of a mile. I think it's about a quarter of a mile too long.
Right.
Or maybe 0.2. But then, you know, take that and put it to one side. I think also, I need to understand that. I you know how you got your. Your half marathon PB is from, like, almost in another life.
Yes.
So I really see this in you, because you got...
This is my second coming as a runner, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got an absolutely superb time at Bath. And you could tell it to anyone, and they'd go, oh, my God. But you'll always have yourself in the back of your mind doing it faster than that.
Yeah.
In a previous life.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Although, with me, it's so far away.
Yeah.
It really is.
And so it should be.
Yeah.
And also, I think that we have to recognise that all these things that made Bath hard to get a good time in also apply to you.
Yeah.
So I think you can reasonably say that your 85-minute run was kind of an 83-minute run.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's sort of a... It's a funny one, because the first 3 miles... It was a bit stressful before the start, wasn't it? Because we left it a bit late to get to the start. Well, I did.
Oh, the start.
The start of the start.
Yeah, because we were waiting around in the charity village from about 6.
Yeah. And then I realised that you were getting funnelled in with loads of people who obviously weren't going to be trying to do it.
Yeah,
very
if you're dressed as a shoe, you're probably not running it as fast as Paul.
That's a bit of a given.
Yeah.
But that's fine. And then we set off. And it's just really hard work, isn't it?
Yeah.
You try to pick your way through.
Yeah, in fact, I don't think either of us were actually going any slower than we would have done. We were just running in a much more haphazard, tiring way.
It is really tiring. So I got to 3 miles, and I was way off the pace I wanted. But I was also more tired than you'd want.
Yeah.
Psychologically, you tried so hard to nip and tuck and finding quickest routes between people and sudden bottlenecks and weirdness.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I found my flow, but it did slow me down though, which I just think it's not that bad a thing to be slowed.
No, I mean, you had a And you, then you're compensated for that.
Yes,
know?
Yeah.
Also, this is interesting that we talk about this now, because we're probably slightly breathier than usual. We're going up a long hill now. I stuck this in early on because we can handle the hills, but also this will stop us going off too fast today.
Yeah. Not much danger of that.
No.
So because I was overtaking people virtually all the race, which is amazing, actually. And for me, it was a lesson for London.
Yeah.
If you get part of that wave that's just overtaking people.
Yeah.
It's so much more fun.
Whatever you do, you want to find whatever happens in that first half of a half or a marathon or whatever, you want to find a speed and then stick to it, you know, try and stick to it.
Yeah.
And then as it gets harder later on, when it's hard, it's got to be established.
Yes.
And you say, oh my God, I want to stop. And then also be thinking, oh well, keep running.
Yeah, you get your legs in a rhythm that maintains, although it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah.
It's like a default setting.
Yeah, that's right. And you're thinking about it, but then sometimes you forget about it for a mile or 2 miles.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, your legs just...
They're just ticking
keep
over.
Keep doing hopefully. It. Just tick over. That's right.
That's why... All those tempo runs, which I haven't really done, are really good for you in training, just to get used to running when knackered, steady, hard running. You
That's
know?
Right, yeah.
But I find they're the harder sessions to do.
Yeah. I think for you and me, these long runs are important. I mean, you're doing loads, and I won't do too many, but if any, but...
They're crucial.
But they... I think so. It's not just the fitness, it's also the nature of the run. I think that you and I are still... kind of greedy and competitive on the day. And it's interesting that we still haven't ever recorded one of these at a proper race.
Yeah.
Because we always want to run as fast as we can.
Yes.
So I know good people, good runners, you got good times. Half marathons last weekend, and they're all like, yeah, I finished and I had something left, so feel good for London or whatever, you know. And you and I were like, yeah, I finished, and then I wanted to lie down because I spent it all.
Yeah.
So it wasn't... It's not a great training run from that point of view.
Oh, no, but it is, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what you're gonna have to do that on the day, aren't you?
Exactly.
That's what I like. Some people treat races as training runs, and that's great, but I like to treat
Hello.
Them as races, just run as fast as I can.
You like to treat them as racists?
Yes.
Yeah.
With disdain.
Just assume.
Yeah.
I'm really hot.
It is hot.
I'm wearing just the short sleeve running top.
Really and carrying a map, which is to me quite comical.
I
sewed up. More irritating. That'll become a fan later on in the run.
I'm prepared to bet here right now.
Yeah.
I'll bet you £1 that the only person who has an issue with this map is you.
Yeah.
So, going back to your, record in the past. That sort of stands like a kind of glass shield behind your
new
record. I think I have to accept that's also true of my half marathon PB.
Yes.
I don't think that my fast one from years ago now is anything to do with my fitness, you know. And I need to disregard it because I basically think that if I'm at physical peak, I can, the line for me is 1:35.
Yeah.
And all my marathon times except one sit at 1 or 2 minutes either side of that line.
Right.
Including my halfway through a marathon times.
Yes, yeah.
So it's kind of almost an unburdening to recognise that, you know. I didn't realise I'm talking...
You're 88.
Yeah.
Yes. My 88 from the Royal Parks half marathon.
Back in the day,
my 88...
Mine's
my 79.
Yeah. Which you
from
got
years ago when I was 17.
In 1979.
Yeah, he was in 79, ran 79 at Darlington.
You get your first real PB. Was it in Darlington?
I think it was in Darlington.
Yeah, I could have run at great speed in Darlington, but that's a complete different story.
Lots of people find themselves suddenly sprinting in Darlington.
Go away from me.
Dallo.
I like Dallo.
But that was a different... That wasn't me.
Nope.
That was someone completely different mentally and physically.
That's right.
I remember starting off... It sounds boastful, but it's just a different person. I ran 5:20 for the first mile.
Yeah.
Tried to slow it down and ran 5:15 for the second. That's not...
That says something,
doesn't
it?
That's never going to happen anymore.
No.
Do you know what I mean? That's over.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Yeah, yeah. So you were part. You were basically part canine at that point.
Yeah, I was. I was not the same person.
No, and in a way, you know, it's a metaphor for life in general. It's we are just more in control of who we are. There's less mystery. You can't accidentally run something much too fast anymore.
Yeah.
It's just this awareness.
We're just growing up, aren't we?
Yeah.
And you tend to, and also, if you do the same training now as you did 2 years ago, you will be slower. Do you know what I mean? It's that kind of...
Yeah, that's an accurate but very depressing statement. You don't have to say it quite so baldly.
No, but we just get slower with age. We will do. It's just that's life, you know.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I just wish I'd stop saying it. It was interesting to me to realise, I always talk about my injury and illness last year.
Yeah.
And then I realised that, of course, last year I ran Bath really fast. I was slower this year.
Yeah.
Exactly what you just said. I ran it better this year.
Yeah.
I was pleased with my run, you know.
What, so your time was 1:37?
1:37.08.
Yeah.
So I would love to have run 1:35.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was available to me on the day. I ran the run I was going to run, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I was very pleased with my... Like you say, I didn't get into a steady rhythm because of the crowds until 2 or 3 miles.
Yeah.
And then it's all about thinking about it and all about the pacing. But from then, like you said, I was overtaking for the rest of the race. And the last 10 miles, in the last mile of Bath is tough. But it I was ready for that.
Yeah.
And
it's really hard.
And, so basically the 10 miles between 3 miles and the last half mile.
Yeah.
Checked, you can check my maths there. I just ran really steady. And I really did sort of put that kind of, this is hard, but just keep going.
Well, that's really valuable.
That's where the training is. Yeah,
yeah, that's really valuable, yeah.
Yeah. Although I totally messed up on food.
Right.
But we'll get to that.
The finish to Bath is, it's a bit like London.
Yeah.
You keep thinking, oh, cheers, mate.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
Man.
You keep thinking, one more corner, and this is it.
Yeah.
This next corner, then we're in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just feels a little bit elusive.
But I didn't get that's a hill last year, whereas this time I knew that last mile is, when
hilly.
You come around the corner, it's a long hill.
Yeah.
We're up by Brighton's old race course now.
Nice.
It's a garden centre by the looks of things. Maybe it's still
nice.
A race course as well. It's good. It's a bit bleak, but there you go. There's the evidence.
So we've got quite a long, gradual hill up there, haven't we?
Yeah. Get us up onto the South Downs, and we'll stay on top of them for a couple of miles.
Yeah, that's great.
Once you're up, you're up. I actually went to sleep last night.
Yeah.
Attempting to visualise and memorise the map.
Right.
My plan is not to open it. But my even more important plan is not to get lost.
Check out these allotments.
Yeah. I don't think you want an allotment as much as you did when we started running. I think you'd rather be running.
I bet they're hard to get.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I.
So it took a while for... you're just tired, aren't you? Monday, Tuesday. It's just tired out. And I got this weird thing in my toe where... I thought I might have broken my toe or fractured it or something. Just shooting pains in my second toe across from my big toe.
My son's got a broken toe.
Yeah.
He's in A&E this week.
Yeah, you they can't really do much with a broken toe, can they?
But no.
I realise it's just strained a bit.
Yeah.
But initially I thought, that's it.
Yeah.
London's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, going downstairs every so often, just really painful. But I just kept running and it seems to have gone now.
Morning, Magpie.
Morning, Magpie.
Do you remember when we did our last
run? Do you remember? I thought it was confetti in you.
Kaylee, it's good of you to call me.
We saw one magpie, looked for the second, couldn't find. We need another magpie. I find myself slightly descending into that paranoid state of searching more for the second magpie than I used to.
Yes.
As a marathon approaches.
I'd like to apologise for setting you off on that superstition.
Yeah, but you just don't want to lose the training, do you?
There's no way that you naturally get it. It's all
no,
me.
It is all you, yeah.
But you know when we ran 13 miles out to Hayes?
Yes.
And just before then, and that was right at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And I basically smashed up my gippy toe.
Right.
In putting on my pyjama trousers.
Right.
And I was like, I'm just not going to let that get in the way of my training.
Yeah.
I did it again because having work done around the house, I booted a filing cabinet that was in my bedroom for no good reason.
What?
Just smashed my little toes to bits again. And it's a good little thing, really, because, you know, that is a genuinely useless toe. I'm obviously a good runner without it.
Yeah.
So when it hurts, it doesn't hurt more when I run.
Right.
It's just there.
Just there, right.
It just abides.
You get your little aches and pains, don't you?
Absolutely.
So I found myself sort of developing a bit of a stitch in Bath, which I hadn't had for years, a stitch.
Yeah.
I found myself quite welcoming it because it gave me something else to think about.
Have you done any cross training? Because I think that might be a cross stitch.
Yeah. Actually, I thought, am I going to get a stitch?
Yeah.
And then I kind of kneaded the area a bit and it sort of went away. But I thought, it felt like old times. I used to get loads of stitches when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I do think I was training the other day.
Yeah.
And I had this great runner's moment where I thought, oh, I've got a stitch. Good.
Yeah.
I must have gone hard, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're about to...
So we're getting more into country now, which is
nice.
Yeah,
we're coming off the main road into the country. We've got to make sure we don't come off the hill. I think we've come the right way. The fact that we're going through gates is a good sign. This is Bill. Bill Gates. Brilliant. Here you go, look.
Yeah, this feels good.
And we're back on the main road. 100 yards of open country. See, if we run across here, are we just running into these people's gardens?
Yeah, I like that.
Let's find out.
Easy.
Car.
Easy.
Car.
Car.
Car. Trouble.
Car.
Car. Car. Car. Car. Morning, Magpie. See, you got the two.
We got the two.
Two for joy.
But at what point does the second become disconnected from the first, rendering it obsolete?
Don't know.
Is that not another solitary Magpie?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
That's not double sorrow. Well, those
this
people
nice
we just had passed said, didn't say, what the hell are you doing? So that's a good sign.
Well, I get out of my garden.
I can't just...
Is that the room compad, lads? Get them out.
I can just see... Why are they Irish?
Already scurrying around after St. Patrick's dealing.
Oh, I see.
This is someone's garden.
This is bad. Damn it! Ah, so
Don't
much
worry.
For learning it.
This is someone's garden.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, we've actually...
Now, remember that I put all this in the first half so we can make
it's
up miles.
It matter.
It's all we've, good.
We've just run... This is someone's garden. And now we're running out of it.
So when we pass these guys, we can say, could have told us. It's all good. It's all good.
It's fine, isn't it? It's foraging.
Yeah.
We're searching.
I'm not stopping. I don't want to break stride. We're checking the map if we don't get on it third try.
We're getting for a while. We're getting the miles in.
See?
They gave us a little.
She didn't tell us we're going the wrong way. And it goes a little smile of, see, you messed up there.
Yeah, you're idiots.
Yeah, you could have helped. For God's sake. So
you felt okay between like 7 and 12 sort of thing?
Yeah, I actually found, here it is, I actually found, morning, there were two magpies at once.
Yes!
Yes! Come on!
Yes!
I found this mashed up toe, not a problem. I found the first loop of the two loops in Bath harder than the second.
Right.
Because I could kind of see the rest of the run laid out ahead of me too clearly.
Yeah,
oh,
you run
God.
Past the sort of 10-mile marker quite early on.
Look at that foggy hill.
That's beautiful.
We're actually going to go into fog, and we already got lost while still in the suburbia.
How does that sound?
That's not a good sign, is it?
The horses. That's beautiful, isn't it?
I think I should check the map. I want to go the right way.
It's up to you, mate.
Yeah, we're going to check the map.
You want to go around here, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's good. I want to get this right. Sorry to stop.
It's all right. It's a little wander run. It's fine. It's a dog run. It's a good old-fashioned dog run.
I had such a good dog run the other day. That's a bloody... There we go. I'm going to look at the map.
Got the horse there resting. Resting after Paddy's Day there. After just come off the Cheltenham Festival.
Yeah, I think I'm coming off the main drag much too soon.
No worries.
What do we... Wait, let's work out
do
exactly
we run
where we
along
are.
Along here, sort of by the...
There's the race course. There's the cemeteries. We joined that road. Came across that road. Trying to see that bit where we... went down that, yeah, let's see, hold the other side of the map.
Yeah.
That's the road where we just went down.
Okay.
And now we're there. So right. Yeah, we need to go right up to follow the road to the corner and then see those houses.
Yeah.
Roadway's going to be on the left of those.
We can maybe go on the trail there, Bob.
Yeah, good idea.
Do just it. A bit softer.
Yep. But I prefer sucking on the exhaust pipes of these cars.
Yeah.
Good times. I did that classic thing early on. I mean, hopefully I won't do it later as well. But, you know, where you're, instead of being accurate on the map, you think, there's a left turn, so it must be here, so it's now.
Yeah.
I remember doing that in Brussels when I was driving around in my old job, sort of finding my way around to schools in these big European cities in the days before sat-nav.
Yeah.
And there's this huge sign saying left here for the ring road. And we said, oh, great, we turned left. And then we were in this tiny road, like someone's driveway. And it was, you know, just 200 yards ahead of this massive arterial. It's like, of course it's not this road. Oh, it's Skylark. You hear that Skylark? That's brilliant. There it is.
I think we should be grateful at this point that we've managed to get through the bulk of training with no injury as yet.
Oh!
Which, I mean, I know we're approaching...
Okay, I can't see any wood to touch.
Yeah.
You and your kibosh.
I know we're approaching the sort of like last 2-3 weeks of really heavy stuff, but
yeah,
thus far, you know, we've been running fairly solidly since January, haven't we?
So you had that toe niggle this week. Have you had anything else?
No, not really. And that's sort of gone. So
yeah.
I've just felt tired all week.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've been running, but I felt tired.
And how many more miles have you done since Bath?
I did nothing on Monday. I did 7 on Tuesday, 10 on Wednesday, 4.5 Thursday, and then 7.5 yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've done a fair few.
I did 5 on Wednesday.
Yeah.
But that was very hilly, to be fair to me.
Well, you needed to rest up as
well.
That was
a serious mountain dog run.
Yeah.
And I know, you know, I'm right on the...
rest and recuperation. And
yeah, and I am... And I wanted to be ready for this long run, which of course is...
Because this is a long run.
...more of an impact on me than you, because I haven't got to here yet.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I'm more susceptible to injury. I mean, at the moment, after that half, I've got to the point where my knees, both knees, kind of hurt every time I stand up after sitting.
Yes.
But, you know, that's okay. That's just from all the running. Like you say,
really takes
we're getting older and slower every day.
Really,
are those your words?
Really,
you'll be dead soon, Rob. Something like
really
that.
It really takes it out of you, racing a half marathon.
Yeah, that's right.
And also, it's sort of like, and without a sort of big taper that you'd give it for the marathon as well.
Yeah. But in terms of Bath Half versus London, what was your takeaway? You know, did you have any thoughts while you were running last week? You thought, I've learnt this today and I'm going to use it then.
I think the big takeaway for me was just try and be overtaken in the second half of the run. Because it's, I think for me...
You're Alec Baldwin, aren't you? A-B-O. Yeah. A, always. B, B, O, overtaking.
Overtaking.
Always be
Look
overtaking.
Look at this watch.
Always be overtaking. Yeah.
Look at this watch, this Garmin watch. Doesn't work. I don't know how to work.
It's not relevant.
It's not relevant to this. And also, no, it's knowing yourself psychologically. Just for me... It disproportionately affects me to have people streaming by later in the race.
Yeah.
That's just because I know myself. I know what I'm like.
Yeah.
So...
You're kind of...
I just need to look after myself because I could crumble.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I could be like, you know...
So it's kind of preemptive competitiveness.
Yeah. It's fine. I'm aware that I'm competitive and I want to do well, but I'm looking after myself.
We have to use it in a positive way.
Yeah, totally.
Because it's a power that can also work for bad.
Yeah, if I start to feel like I'm losing it in the last few miles of a marathon and people are streaming by, I can just surrender to that.
Yeah, yeah.
And think, yeah, I've lost it. Fuck it. Sorry. We'll cut that, Steve.
Oh,
what?
Oh, that's it. We were about to break America.
Here we've got another runner.
Morning.
He's
going the right way. He's slight downhill, looking good.
He's steaming. He's looking good.
He's also showing that we're heading towards a popular running course. So
is
that's
it really,
good.
Do you think?
Well, I'm hoping it is.
Let's
soon see, won't we?
So there was that, and there was also that sub-3 is on for me.
Yeah.
If I can do a half in 85, sub-3, it's a possibility.
Absolutely,
it's there,
2 so plus 10, it's exactly
yeah,
it.
Yeah, times 2 plus 10. So
and I think, I go back and repeat myself, I really think your 85 in Bath is a particularly impressive 85.
I think because of the start and
because of the course.
It's a bit longer, yeah.
Yeah, in all kinds of ways. So, yeah.
So.
For good news and bad news here, you're on for your 3. Maybe you'll join the 3 hours and 5 seconds club.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
The esteemed company. The 3 hours and 1 second. So, I'm aiming for on the day.
Yeah.
If all's good to go through the first half in about 88 minutes.
Yeah.
Try to feel good.
The second half
and
in
see
an
what
hour.
Happens. And then the second half in 3 hours. Totally pack up.
Yep.
What was your takeaway from it?
I think it was mainly to do with fueling.
Right.
You know, I ate too much the day before.
Yes.
I should have had breakfast.
Yes.
I totally should have remembered my Starburst.
So you didn't eat anything?
Anything on the day.
Right.
And didn't take anything with me. So I thought I'd treat it like a run. And you know, if it was a day like today, and we went out and run 13 miles, I could do that on a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
That'd be all right, but it's, you're running faster, you burn more fuel.
Yes,
plus,
you do.
I'm going to be all pro or anti-vegan, but I think I need to be aware that if I don't fuel right, I will feel totally, totally out of fuel.
Right.
In a way that is unfamiliar, you know?
Yeah.
Again, I don't think I can blame now my complete wipeout of 17 miles last year just on not being as fit as I am now. Although, I wasn't as fit as I am now.
Yeah.
I need to be well fueled. I've got to get my carb loading exactly right. You know, not too much, but all thought about. Think about proteins, carbs. Just really get my eating. Because you can definitely run brilliantly as a vegan.
Yes.
I'm confident of that.
Well, people do.
You've got to think about it.
Yeah, it's very important.
You know,
got
to get Scott Jurek on my side.
See, I mean, on the morning, I've fallen in with a malt loaf massive.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a Vassos steer to malt loaf.
Yeah, someone said this the other day, actually. They said, what do you think of carb jars and what else would you have? And a couple of people were saying bananas. And
yeah.
I like the idea of banana. I think that's a good call as well. I don't think I've ever had banana delivery on anyone because bananas are so hard to
travel.
Yes. You know, I think that I asked my family to bring bananas to the sidelines last year, but I don't think that came to anything.
I'm sure bananas would probably be about the best, actually. But
yeah,
I didn't used to.
Well, they're instant,
gels,
aren't they? They're basically nature's sugar delivery system.
Yeah.
But also, it was funny in Bath. Did I say this last week? It's all jelly babies.
Yeah.
I was like, get an idea, guys.
Yeah.
I just want to see an orange quarter, just for the interest value.
That what jelly babies by the side of the course?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Just a jelly bean.
Yeah.
You know, something else I can't eat. But
bacon, sausage.
Yeah.
I didn't eat anything at all last week, or drink actually for the half.
I got to the
a little bit.
I really do like the course, and on the 5 mile loop in the middle, you go up a series of gentle hills and then come back on the flat.
Yeah.
The second time round, it's about 8 miles, I think.
Yeah.
You go up a hill by a park, and I just felt it. I just thought, I slowed down for it deliberately, you know, thought, don't just hammer up here, hammer.
Yes.
Don't just maintain the same speed up here.
Yes.
Because you'll feel it, you know. Because I let people who wanted to get past it and overtook them on the other side. But I just felt myself, you know, I felt all my back of my head prickle and I felt that extra gear of effort go up and I thought, I need a sweet.
Yes.
Just the sweet would have done it. It's, you know, the equivalent to a spoonful of sugar.
It's
and
nice
the other thing with the sweets is, we talk about the negatives of carb gels, but anything sugary, once you've had it, you get into a pattern where you'll need it.
Yes.
You get onto a kind of roller coaster, bust and boom, sugar roller coaster.
So if you start taking your gels at 12, you're going to need one at 14, 15.
Well, if you start taking them on the start line, you'll need one after 2 miles.
Which some people do, don't they?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you take a gel, you're going to need one half an hour later for the rest of whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And but having said that, I only don't have gels now. I've had good to... Gels have been good for me. You know, I got my marathon PB on
gels. Carb
gels.
Good for me.
One of the reasons I don't have many more apart from diet is that they hurt my gut so much when I got that one. But even then,
really
I felt like it was because I'd had one too late when I didn't need it.
It can really do your stomach in. I mean, I've started taking these sort of black currency sort of sweets from about 10, 12 miles, one every 2 miles, and then three or four gels from about 50 miles onwards.
Yeah.
And they undoubtedly help.
Yeah, yeah.
I was sniffy about them for years.
No, they work.
And I don't train with gels.
Yeah, yeah.
I try and get my body used to not needing them. But come race day, it's also nice psychologically to have a treat, to feel that boost physically.
Yeah, that's right. You see, it's kind of creating your own marker points to get you on. you know, you get to 14, I think I'll have a gel at 15.
Yeah.
And then you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've kind of got yourself to 17.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
And you feel that surge, but they can raise havoc with your stomach.
Yeah, they really, and I've spoken to people, I think.
It's taken as red, isn't it?
I think that it was Susie Chan, who we may have mentioned before.
Yeah.
I think it was Susie Chan who said that she tried the gel and just instantly it got her in the guts. Like, ow, you know, gonna, yeah. Can't run like I was before.
Yeah.
And then other people, they can digest them fine.
Yes.
So yeah. It's really just a possibility, but a with me, it only really happens after the run.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Look where we are.
That's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, we are on this still kind of tarmac, Brideway. Behind the last little houses above Brighton. We're definitely up on the downs and they're really wide open.
That's lovely, isn't it?
It's misty and sunny all at once. Although we're in the hills, it's definitely seaside weather as well.
There's a magic. There's a magic on the downs this morning.
That. That's lovely. Let's get me and you on the downs. Do a selfie. Selfie. Yeah, come past me a little bit. There he is. Doing the old gasp. Hey, seagulls. Yeah, nice. We had one of your mates on our windowsill this morning.
This is a funny little stretch here, isn't it? A stretch of sort of. What's happening here? They're going to build a motorway.
They're going to build a house here because there's a tape measure there.
Right.
Someone's this. It looks like a.
This is mapped
plowed field, but
right.
And someone's going to build a bunch of houses.
Yeah.
You can tell. You can just tell, Paul.
It's happening everywhere.
They're encroaching on the natural landscapes.
Off our land.
Do you know, we're quite well sorted and we brought everything we need today. Do you know what I didn't bring?
What?
Tissues.
Yeah.
It's okay though, because I haven't got a condensation-based snot running down my face.
Sometimes I
excuse me.
Actively disgust myself when I'm running, because I do snot a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Snot, sweat, it's like a sort of stream.
Oh, did you go to the toilet in bus?
What, during the race?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I was fine. I was hydrated, but not over-hydrated, and I didn't drink during the race.
Have you modulated your plan for London at all?
No, my plan for London remains the same. In London, you're inundated with drinks, aren't you? And
yeah.
The good thing that I like about London as well is they give you those little bottles that you can sip from easily. They've got the squeeze.
Yep.
Which for me is really important.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd forgotten that for a long while.
Yeah.
That Berlin had cups.
And that's really hard work.
No, you just have to stop.
Yeah, you just
and
spill
that's what stopped
it
me. I think I should probably leave Berlin alone.
So I get into a routine of squeeze, have a drink, squeeze water at the back of my neck, do the hamstrings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just, it becomes your mate for a bit, doesn't it? This little squeezy bottle.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's every 2 miles, so.
But yeah, it's so easy, and I do that at gigs as well. And of course, that's relevant if you're going doing a gig the night before. Is that I? That's a car park this way. Oh, there it is. Yeah, we've got a little fork here.
Nice.
And we have to stay on the hill. I'm gonna get this right. I'm gonna get this right. I've got the fear now.
No worries.
I'm confident it's the right turn.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna get it right.
No worries.
Because otherwise, we're in trouble, aren't we? We just crossed the road. Yeah, it's definitely left.
Okay.
Wait.
Wait.
Be confident. Yep. minutes left. See, I would have taken this right. Focus up. Morning.
Hi.
Have you noticed, by the way, that we're basically still going uphill?
Yeah.
We're really earning this ridge.
I
don't know how long we've been running for, but it's been all uphill after about 2 minutes.
So we're London, you've got the water every 2 miles, then you've got sports drinks. You can really fizz yourself up if you're not careful.
Yeah, yeah.
Just really top, you know, sugar yourself to bits.
Yeah, but conversely, what you would say to me is, don't wait until you're thirsty to drink water.
Yeah.
And that's an interesting thing.
I think I'm easing off slightly on that. I think people, it's one of those things that people tend to worry a bit too much about.
Yeah, yeah.
But in terms of the toilet thing, if I need to go, I'm going.
Oh, yeah.
While running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I won't announce it. I won't say, I'm having a wee!
You're going to have to take a sponge.
Surreptitiously.
You're going to take a sponge?
I'll take the sponge.
Don't make it one of those.
I'll have a squeeze.
Don't make it like a kid's sponge. It shouldn't be, it shouldn't be the face of Elsa from Frozen. On the other hand, if you take a little oblong yellow sponge, anyone from the international racing circuit,
yeah, yeah,
he's going to know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I see you've put the yellow sponge.
Oh, the yellow sponge.
You're expecting
trick
to urinate, yes?
But you, until you do that, you'll never know the glorious relief of it.
Yeah, well,
it's actually really enjoyable.
Yeah.
Within reason. I mean, as opposed to the kind of panic search for the loo, get in, you're losing time.
Yeah.
Just that.
That is also enjoyable. You can get relief inside a little plastic box.
Yeah, but you're losing time, mate. Losing time. That could be 3 hours and 1 second right there.
Yeah, yes, true.
That's your 3 hours and seven. If only I'd done it on the run. I was reading a book by an Australian marathon runner who I was really into when I was a kid called Robert Di Castella.
Yeah. So he's the guy from the cigars.
Yes.
The Pint and Castella.
Yeah, yeah.
Put them together.
And he was a great runner in the mid-80s.
Yeah.
Great marathon runner. Constantly talking about, I've used the euphemism, stomach problems during the run. And they just go to the toilet while running.
Oh!
At the international, Greta Veit, she famously did it.
Mickey D did it.
Yeah. People are doing all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not advocating that.
No, I don't think you should. And also,
no, I'm not. I'm not. Rob, no.
Listen, you're quite a convincing athlete, but the other thing is, you are an amateur. You know, you're essentially a comedian, a family
yes
man.
Yes.
You've got no team to hose you down.
You can't be doing that, no.
I don't think Parkinson's UK are equipped for that at the post-race. Do you want to rub down? Actually, no, I really don't.
I think this extends their remit a bit too far.
I've got new shoes.
Yeah, tell me about how they're feeling, man.
Yeah, they feel good. I think, basically,
they're Nike.
They're the same as the old ones.
Right.
They're a kind of Nike that they don't make anymore, called Lunar Eclipse.
Nike Lunar
Eclipse. And they're my third pair. And the first pair I loved.
Yeah.
The second pair I wasn't sure about. And then this pair, it's a compromise, you know. I just thought, they're good. I've enjoyed the other ones. And I think that the things that are happening with my feet are going to happen anyway. I think it's partly kind of age and runner's feet.
Right.
So my toes hurt a bit last week.
Yeah.
At the half.
Isn't it nice when you find a pair of trainers that you get on with, though?
Yeah, and I bought these pretty much, I thought I'd...
To the extent that you sourced these, didn't you?
Yes, I did, that's right. That one of the last pairs in Britain. Oh, the world.
The final Nike Lunar Eclipse.
And I don't like the new ones as much, so it's worth doing. But then I came back and the third toe on both my feet was bleeding on the top knuckle.
Ooh.
Just a little chafe.
Right.
So what I've done today is Vaseline on the tops of those toes.
Little tip there.
And we'll see how
that
goes.
Get the mess on the toes.
Have to let you know if it works. But that's.
We're also running with Batman plasters on our nipples.
Yes.
Once you get into longer territory, you need your plasters.
I mean, if you know anything of me beyond running comfort, you know I'm perfectly happy in a pair of Star Wars underpants or whatever. It's kind of what I do. But equally, I seek out the kids' plasters because they tend to have big ones.
Right.
Well, plasters for the knees of little kids.
You need a big one, yeah.
You can cover your whole nip up with. But these Star Wars plasters, there weren't any of those in the packet.
Right.
But at least we can enjoy the Lucasfilm iconography.
It's the putting on them and then they're taking off. That smarts, doesn't it?
It's some kind of sports. What's that? It's either a sports stadium or a spaceship.
Have aliens landed?
It's possible. It's not likely. We're about the high point of the run.
Can you just take a photo of this, Robert? It just relates to a story recently. Me and my wife were...
Just stand in front of it. I'll get a low angle.
Just to fill you in on this, we were looking...
Don't go too far. Come towards me again. Sorry, I just want to get you with it in as well. Yeah, go on, what's the story?
We were looking at holiday properties in Dorset. So, you know, first world problems.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good. We're looking and we're...
Go on.
Nothing too fancy, but, you know, 2-3-bedroom cottage maybe in Dorset for a holiday thing.
Yeah.
And we looked like we'd found one that was absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Little sort of miller's cottage.
Yeah.
Lovely. The estate agent, whatever, showing us, you could sense she was a little bit nervous. It was perfect, this place.
Yeah.
And we hadn't seen the garden. And then she takes us out into the garden. The first bit of the garden looks great. It's like a little pond and ducks. And
yeah.
This is amazing. Why is this still on the market?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we turn the corner of a big tree.
It up. Yeah.
And there's a massive electricity pile on there. I mean, like, as big as that, with a huge electricity generator. And I was like, no one's going to buy this. I mean, it's like being sourced up to the power... to the power rig or something. Do you know what I mean?
So
this is unsellable. It was absolutely gorgeous. But for the most important thing.
Sooner or later someone's gonna make that compromise.
But then masked it with a tree. And then it just appeared huge. I was like, I felt so sorry for the woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she still tried to talk us through.
It is a tough gig.
That's a really tough one, isn't it? But you just wouldn't do it, would you? No matter how.
And this morning.
This cottage came with, it can be like an acre of land where you could, that you're allowed to use as of all these pros, but a massive negative.
Yeah, this is so good where we are now. We're up on
this
the downs. The there's valley. It's like a twisty, curvy valley system opening up on our right. We're going to go kind of round it, basically. And it's
beautiful.
Just gorgeous. It's really big country.
You've done well, mate. You've excelled yourself here.
Yeah. Apart from that early bit where we ran past that family, we're going hee hee.
Yeah, you go on. Yeah, go on to the end.
Running up our driveway for some reason.
And now you'll come back.
So, yeah, I keep going back to this, but I spent all this time running Bath thinking about what I'd learned, you know, and I'm trying to tick them off. It's sensible eating, and I thought, as I came back, I thought to myself, all the food and all the drink I take on board from then on is marathon training.
Right.
Not least because I could just stand to lose a couple of pounds.
Yes.
Just a couple of pounds.
Yeah.
And I'm running all the time, so if I eat sensibly, they will come off.
Yeah.
And it's, I think that we've been here before, but I think that I had to admit to myself that I still want to lose that weight, even though it wasn't bothering me, you know?
Right.
I kind of always assumed that if I put on weight, I'll just turn into fat old me. But actually, this is more complicated. This is, I feel good about myself because I'm a vegan, but I'm still putting on weight. And,
right.
Or I feel good because I put on some weight, and it's actually, but ultimately, it's in the form of muscles.
Is it quite fluid, your weight, then?
I mean, no, not really.
Can you lose it quick, or?
It's not easy to, it's harder to lose these days because I've bulked up a bit.
Right.
So, when I lost weight originally, it just went down and down and down and down. I had good rules.
Yes.
Went down to...
It's like starting running, isn't it? Your PBs go down and down.
Exactly. It was low-hanging fruit, like you were saying the other day. And, which is cool. And then, I hit like 12 and a half stone, which was...
Which is low for...
I'd lost them. I'm a big fella, exactly.
Yes, it was someone of your type.
And I thought, well, that's good. And it did bottom out. You know, I stopped losing weight.
Yeah.
And I started. Look, we could drop down into the valley there. We're not going to, but look at that.
That is nice.
Castle, that's gorgeous.
That's beautiful.
No, we're not going down there because we'd have to come up again. No, we're staying up. We're going to go up. Up here, there's a fork. We'll keep right on the high country.
Right.
And then the ridge will open up and we'll actually be looking north up into the... down to the valley beyond the South Downs, which is quite exciting, particularly now the fog's lifted. That mist on the top gave me the fear.
Isn't it great? This is where you feel really grateful for running, isn't it? That it can take you to these places.
Yes.
And quicker than a walk. If we walked this, it would be all day.
Oh, yeah, we'd have to get... He'd be calling the cab
now. Massive expedition, yeah.
I keep doing that with my family. Yeah, no, yeah. Come and see it. But it's really far. Yeah. There's flies. My toe's broken.
So going about your weight, you're saying...
Yeah, so I got to 12.5 stone, which was about 3/4 of the size I'd been before. Or 2/3.
Yeah.
And then I got into running.
Right.
And that just really good. That just leveled it off. Just, you know, became very steady. And then, how long later? A year later? I went to India. I got food poisoning.
Right.
Lost another 0.5 stone.
That really helped. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, great. This is something I used to dream
great.
Of.
Great.
But it was pretty bad. And I was, and you know, I was probably lighter.
Right.
Than, well, I was lighter than I should have been then. But it wasn't deliberate. It wasn't like a eating disorder. And equally, it was like, well, there it goes. And I don't know. I should check the timings. But I think I kept that weight off and was quite healthy for a little while. And that may be when I got that 1 hour and 28. Probably is.
Yes. It's amazing how much quicker you are when you're...
That's right. It just makes a difference.
Thinner. It makes a huge difference.
And you don't when it's a difficult one because you can't be... Well, one, it's just not healthy to get lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter.
No, not indefinitely.
And two, I have that principle. It's like... Oh, you can just go from this gate. Yeah. That's brilliant. I fell for that. Paul's just got run through that gap, and I was heading for the really great, this new invisible. Yeah. Whoa. Are you a mime? Yeah, so, and then I basically held 12.2-ish for another year or two after that. And then...
He's holding 12.2.
But I think I should be 12.5.
Yeah.
But since I've been a vegan, it's been getting up to 12.10, 12.12. I think, and if I've never touched 13 again. But if right. I did, that would be a bad day for me.
So why do you find yourself putting on a bit of weight? It's because I'm eating a bit more.
I think because since I've been vegan, I've been both letting myself off, being quite as strict as I used to be in terms of right. amounts.
Right.
And... I'm hungry because you've got to keep your nutrition, get your nutrition right. Plus, I've been doing, since my cracked rib, I've gone back on the exercise horse.
Right.
Quite aggressively since last summer.
So that bulked
because I lost a lot of power.
Right.
And I've kind of overcompensated and I've become a little bit beefy.
Yeah.
In the kind of chest and shoulders. But it helped. That really helps with running as well. So it's a real balancing act. Particularly for me, that's the other thing, is that you're a long, light, naturally limber runner.
Yes.
I'm like a stubborn swimmer.
Yes, yeah,
who
yeah.
Who presses
yeah.
my legs into duty, you know. These Skylarks are amazing. They're just...
Beautiful.
It's like a chain. Every mile, there's a new one just singing us over the hills. It's a bit gorgeous. So, I'm about 12 stone 10 now.
Right.
And I think if I... Think
you're lying up on the day about 12.5.
Only 12.5, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's healthy, that's sense, you know. I could
starve
myself to 12, but then I'd collapse.
It's always hard the last sort of week or so when you cut down on your running and tapering and eating carbs not to put loads on, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That balancing up. But you feel different if you line up a bit lighter.
Yeah.
It feels a bit better.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd undoubtedly run faster.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
the physical work of
it's
it.
It's mechanics, isn't it?
I was talking to
less timber.
Another comedian, Michael Fabry, last night. He'll have to do the Bath thing next year.
Right.
Because he just did the Brighton half.
Oh, yeah.
And it was interesting because he had that kind of naivety of saying, oh, this is just what I did, and asking me about it.
Right.
But equally, he seems good and... Everything he'd done just completely squared with what we said, you know. He went off really fast,
yeah.
Really enjoying the overtaking, got really tired,
yeah.
But pressed on.
Yeah.
I said to him, yeah, that's what we did.
Yeah.
And we've been talking like we know what we're talking about for years, you know. So he's doing a Brighton full marathon.
Brilliant.
Soon, that's April the 9th, I think.
Awesome.
And he got 1:49 and he wants to run sub 4.
Right.
So I said, that's it, that's where you want to be. But the thing that we was...
It's going to be close. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think also, I said something then which I hadn't really thought before. It's this thing about, you can't save that energy from the beginning. It's all about how far into the red you're going.
Yes, yeah.
You know, we're all going into the red. And it's just a question of balancing it up so you don't overdo it. So you don't break yourself on the wheel, but you use everything you've got.
Yeah, it's sort of, I suppose ideally, in terms of marathon, you'd want to set off in the first half, just try to find your rhythm, find your pace.
Yeah.
And then, if possible, be overtaking for the entire second half. And the point at which you stop overtaking is the point at which the race ends.
Yes.
So like 1 hour and a half marathon, I was overtaking steadily till about 11 and a half, 12.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then a few people started overtaking me, and the finish is elusive, and I've overcooked it a bit, and I'm knackered, and I'm tired, and I miss my mum, and what, you know,
yeah.
I owe VAT, or whatever. You sort of descend into some spiral. But if you can just extend that to right at the last minute,
yep.
You know when you stopped overtaking people.
Yeah, and you can
know
take
that
it,
moment.
And you can take it to the point where the other people, because I didn't get until incredibly late on, that in a run, people will start overtaking you at the end.
Yes.
You know, and yeah. That's them. You know,
yes,
that's them.
Yeah,
doing
yeah, that's their surge.
Exactly. Yeah. You think, oh God, everyone's suddenly got really fast.
Yeah.
But what you want to do is, at the moment when they do that, everyone should feel like I do. It's just that, well, I haven't got anything else, so good luck to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you, as someone who could overtake every mile until 26 and a half, you still want to be on that page of like, no,
it's a time
everything I've got, I've used, so
yeah,
good luck.
Because it's psychologically so much better to be picking people off than being picked off.
Yes, absolutely.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, because
this is perfect. Soft underfoot, rolling downhill on the downs. This
yeah.
is gorgeous. Getting
it's
miles
a little
in
bit
our
of gorse. Good on our knees.
Yeah,
we're on. If you want to imitate us, we've taken a old road called. Like an old, it would have been a road until very recently. They just obviously haven't tarmacked it.
Yeah.
But it's a proper Broadway. And then we're going to turn right here onto the South Downs Way. The road is called Drove Avenue, and then Drove. And then, oh, Jugs Road, that's where I'm on now. We're meeting Jugs Road, which is part of the South Downs Way. And then we're going to go right along the ridge.
There's a few walkers around. I feel like a fit Claire Balding. It's got that sort of
hey, I think Claire's pretty fit.
Kind of rambling, she's pretty fit.
Yeah, this is speedy rambling, essentially. Nice little pond. That's what we're doing, is we're on roads, you know?
Yeah.
And so I love that in the Lake District. If you pick out the bridle path, it's not just that you can cycle them or take a horse on them. It's that, but for the whim of history, you're on a road, you're on a motorway.
Yeah. Thank you.
He says, wondering where to go next.
Oh, yeah.
Shall I check the map just in case?
Bit of a gang
let's
ahead.
Let's be clear. You start looking angry and rough.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
they're gearing up. There's four
angry.
People with bicycles.
We went past the top of that hill, and then we went there. That was that. Wait,
youngsters on the downs. I'm giving them the eyes. We're in Lycra. Not to be messed with.
Yeah, that's it. Tell them. You tell them. Show them.
Come on, then.
Oh, damn
Come
it.
On. I don't know whether they're waving or crunching their fists.
I can't tell quite where we are. You keep riffing your comedy and I'll keep doing my
Well, it's comedy. It's just getting ready
Where's
for the conversation.
Pond?
It's like a scene from Kez.
There's the pond.
Oh, we've got someone running in the opposite direction. It's getting suddenly lively.
Look at this.
It's going to start raining soon. The storm.
Stay by the fence.
Here we go. Here we go. Ice front.
No, I think we need to turn right. I think we're going down the hill.
Actually, it's a...
Yep.
They look really nice people.
No, they seem okay. They seem okay.
Yeah. Hiya.
All right, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's running commentary. We record a podcast while we run.
For
yeah. I'm
like
glad
it,
we
yeah.
met you because I was just looking at the map, so it got really boring. We're doing a loop round. We're just trying to stay on the ridge
We're
in the best possible way.
Can
I take your picture? Post with these guys. Look us up.
Yeah, there we go.
Look.
Why not? The bike gang.
Yeah, we thought it was all going to get a bit West Side Story, you see. We thought you were going to...
How about you just go on a little forage around here, right? It's perfect for cycling, isn't it? Nice.
Are you going back to town or are you going along the ridge?
It's gorgeous.
Coffee.
Gorgeous conditions, isn't it? It's beautiful. Great for running.
Right. We're not going down the hill, we're going across
Take
the
care.
Hill. That's
Have
that
fun.
Way, isn't it? This way, Paul,
Is
this
it?
Way.
What? See you later.
Take care. Yeah, I don't know where I'm going.
I think we
neutralise that quite effectively.
Yeah, God, they were. That was trouble.
One of them had a weapon. It was concealed.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a bicycle, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Just perfectly nice people.
You ruined it. Terrified I was. One of them had a huge beard. Of course, we are in Brighton, so of course he did.
So they'd cycled to Lewis.
Yeah. Lewis.
Woo. So they knew where we were going, did they?
They're going to go back the way we came.
Right.
But the funny thing is also that they're at the end of theirs. Shows how slow we were. Hey, sleepyhead. Hey, sleepyhead.
Nice.
So, we talked about fueling and gels. Someone asked about that online. Andy said online, any advice for someone running their first marathon?
Yes.
Hoping to go 3:30.
Nice, okay. So it's, quite,
yeah, nippy.
It's obviously quite fit.
Using the Hansen method.
What?
Have you heard of the Hansen method?
The Hansen method?
Yeah.
So now this running is with members of Mbop.
Yeah. Do-da-da-da-do-da. Hey.
Mbop.
I used to really fancy the girl out of Hansen.
So, what is the Hansen method?
There's a little joke there. Did you get that joke?
I didn't get that.
There's no girls.
There's no girls. Well, I did think there's no girls in Hansen. But then I thought maybe I don't know Hansen that well. Maybe there was.
So, yeah, Hansen method. He's got two brothers called Hansen, apparently. Yeah. I had to look this up. And they've got they're top runners.
Right.
Got good times. They keep getting PRs.
Right.
This must be American. I'm thinking, what's a PR?
Yeah.
Personal record. See, it's like a personal best.
How did you?
Oh, look, that's
goals.
Lewis. There's Lewis. Lewis.
We could almost run to Lewis, could we?
Oh, no, yeah, we could,
no,
but we're not gonna.
We're messing it up. We've been.
Don't change the plan.
We're messing up the plan.
Look at Lewis. That's fantastic.
Oh, Lewis.
Step forward a bit. There you go. It's Paul and Lewis.
Lewis.
Sunny windmill.
Lewis.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So Hansen.
Yeah. There. So, I've only had a glance at this, but it's a marathon training schedule.
Right.
All your runs. Lots of runs.
Right.
Basically running every day, I think.
Okay.
Their two most challenging precepts are...
Yeah.
One, no run is more or less important than any other.
Right.
So you don't kind of go, oh, I'll take a day off because I'm running 20 miles tomorrow.
Right.
You just do your runs. And if you miss one, you just pick up where you left off.
Okay, right.
Which sounds like it's quite a fuzzy, but quite an important concept, I think.
Okay.
And the other one is... They don't, they're slightly dissy of really long runs like the ones you're doing today.
Right.
In their training schedule for a marathon.
Yeah.
The longest run is 16 miles.
Right.
And so, I mean, you know, I say marathon training schedules are like diets. It doesn't really matter which one you do, so long as you do one, because it starts you thinking about it.
You find the one that works. Interestingly, I run my first marathon about 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Bang on. I was sort of like early 30s. A fit footballer, really.
Yeah.
Did some running for a few months. My longest run before then was 16 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
But I really crumbled in the last few miles.
And my longest run before my PB was that, and that was because I went out for a long run and it just didn't come off and I just went home.
Yeah.
And so I hadn't done a 20 that time.
Yeah.
So there's definitely something in it. Their argument is that kilometre-based marathon training schedules generally top out at 30 kilometres, which is just over 18 miles. So all they're saying is it's artificial, you know, it's psychological, this attachment to 20 miles as a thing. Quite a bit.
I mean, that's...
I didn't shut that gate properly.
Sorry.
The bull!
That's
a coward you are, with Nail! An expert on bulls you are not!
I would say that...
Once I get down there in that field and have sex with those cows.
I would suggest that, to see how that goes, but I would, in terms of in my dealings with the marathon, the more runs in the 20 to 22 mile zone, the better.
Well, I think that...
Just because it's a different zone.
I think both things...
I don't think it is a psychological difference.
Exactly. I was going to say, just it's but even as a psychological difference, I think it helps.
Yes.
You know?
Because we are training... To be running at 22, 23 miles, tired and quick, and to keep going.
I think they get their running tired from running all the time, you know?
Right.
From getting up for a 16-mile run.
Yeah.
Not necessarily feeling wildly fresh.
Yeah, yeah,
they're slightly... they don't completely take away from the taper.
Right.
But I think they're saying, yeah, taper, but don't stop.
Yes.
You know?
I'll have to have a look at this Hansen method.
Hansen method.
I think
I've never done a marathon training to any kind of schedule. I just try and pick it up as I go.
Yeah.
Which obviously can lead to disaster. And that's the kind of person I am. But I think that some of their thinking kind of fits that. You know, the kind of not allowing... They're basically slightly anti the things that can get you superstitious, you know?
Right.
I need to rest. My knees are too tired.
Yeah.
I haven't done my 20, you know?
Yeah.
It is healthy to... If life stops you doing those things, you don't want to be thinking, oh, it's a disaster. My life is over.
Not.
So I think from that point of view...
I just think it's preferable to... I actually think long runs are the most important thing for marathon training.
Yeah.
I think if you just did 3 sessions a week, one long run, a tempo run, and another bit of fartlek or something, and then just swimming and upper body work.
Yes.
I think that'd be fine. I think it's absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
To get used to time on your feet, and your body does change physiologically through the running of these long runs.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, you know, how it utilises energy and fuel and all that sort of stuff.
Absolutely. I also think the thing that I've learned and really kind of got from you, and it's really key, even for somebody who runs like me, is I think in training, you separate out pace and distance.
Right.
Not always, but you need to separate those things out. So long, slow runs, short, fast runs.
Yeah.
And then bring them together judiciously.
Yeah.
You know, if you're running on the day for pace, you've got to save. It's like a chemical cocktail. It's like those old glues you used to mix together with a lolly stick, you know?
Yeah.
Keep the two parts separate and then put them together.
And
when
then, then blend it.
Look at this on our left.
Yeah, this is crazy.
We're right on the... It's an escarpment is what that is.
Oh.
We're looking down. We're above Lewis on the South Downs. And we're at the top of a massive scoop of... I wish I could give
that's
you a bit,
beautiful.
Bit of geological action on this, but I don't know. It's great.
It's obviously glaciers were involved at some point.
Good. All right, yeah, geological. Yeah. Good. Don't get technical on my ass. So this is the most gorgeous place we've been since we were up in the moors.
This is absolutely spectacular. So in many ways, we're poo-pooing the Hansen.
No, I think there's something in it. I mean, I think that what you have to recognise, I think, one, and anyone will come to you for advice, but I think that you're... credo of lots of miles makes loads of psychological and physical sense, but equally it's what you prefer.
Yes,
you know, our listeners should know that I'm going to run hopefully a pretty healthy marathon time, having done at best 2/3 of the miles you've done.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's fair enough.
if that
yeah, it's what you
and I've done that. I've had a good marathon after not doing the 20 mile training run.
Yeah,
but two, I personally, and I'm not selling this, I'm just offering an observation. I'm a kind of person who would never pick up a book and learn and do my training based on that.
Yeah.
That whole rhythm just gives me the fear. So probably not the best person to ask.
You've got to find what works. I mean,
did you see that trough there?
Yeah.
Just past the trough. If I was walking here with my dad, we would not be able to go on until one of us had got a stone into that trough from the path. Sometimes take 3/4 of an hour.
With that sort of I think I just like a variety. So, you know, if I'm training for the marathon, it's a long race, so long runs are important.
Yeah.
But I like it. I like short runs and intervals and hill. I like a real mix, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think mixing up is the most important thing.
And if you're really tired that day, I am a fan of just taking a rest. That instinctively listening to your body.
For recovery is really important.
I think it is.
And I think coming from you, that's key. You know, if you're saying, I'm running miles and miles a week, and I want to do 4, 5, 22s, but you're still going to turn around and go, I'm really tired now, you know?
Yes.
Your body needs it. And that, talking of fuel and food earlier on, I think I've started to notice about, you know, getting good sleep.
Yeah.
And needing it.
Well, you sort of... When you're training hard for a marathon, especially at this phase of it...
Yeah.
You're tired a lot of the time. You do you sleep well, don't you?
Yeah.
Because just collapsing every night.
Exactly.
How's the booze going, Rob?
Booze.
Booze. Yeah. Booze it or lose it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Booze cruise.
Well, you know,
we're boozing.
Boozing, my buddy and me, yeah, we're boozing.
Have a drink to Lily.
Have you read
the Hansen method?
Bryson, yeah.
Take a double shot before your recovery runs.
Have another booze.
Never run anything above 6 kilometres.
I used to really
fancy that moonshine.
That girl at Hansen.
Oh, gorgeous. Delicate little thing.
She was lovely.
Yeah. Sisters as well.
Yeah, what?
Oh, yeah.
You've taken it too far. So first you didn't get it, and now you've taken it to a place. Now, we're turning right here, by the way. That's the end of our time on the escarpment above Lewis. Lewis!
We've enjoyed this.
So, I've actually got the map folded in my hand to what we need to see. And I've been looking at it as we go along.
It feels like it was almost orienteering.
I think I've got the hang of it, you know. So, you can see him as well, right? It's a very hairy rambler ahead of us.
Into the wind.
We're going up the hill into the wind. Past Rasputin.
Hiya.
That was Rasputin, lover of the Russian queen.
Yes.
Mystery. Windy.
On his own.
Here we are. Shall I get a picture of this lamppost?
Here we are.
Not lamppost.
Here we are. Where are we?
Signpost. We're coming off the lovely South Downs Way. Although it kind of makes you want to carry on the South Downs Way, doesn't it?
Yeah. How long does it go? It's miles and South miles.
Oh, yeah, it's long.
Ages. I think they've got an ultra now on the South Downs, haven't they?
Got one? An ultra? Yeah, they have. It's one of the original Run to the What's His Name series.
Right. Run to the Stones. Run to Lewis.
Are you measuring how far we've gone, by the way?
I actually reached that stage where I don't want to know.
Okay, good.
But I don't think it would be... Well, it's such a long run.
Yeah.
I'm so in the moment, I'd hate to know how far we've gone because I'm scared it'll be scary.
That's good because I can't tell you.
Good. That's good.
I just want to see how long we've been running for. Sorry, listeners, it's very windy. I hope this isn't as windy for you.
Really windy.
Well,
she's coming in.
We've been going about an hour and a quarter, so I think we'll take our leave from you and start again.
Yeah.
And but obviously we'll still be here.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.